This Mishnah discusses where the cities of refuge were to be set up. Leheichan golin, le'arei miklat, le'shalosh shebe'ever hayarden, le'shalosh shebe'eretz kenaan, shene'emar, et shlosh ha'arim titnu me'ever le'yarden, ve'et shlosh ha'arim titnu be'eretz kenaan, ve'gomer. Ad shelo nivcharu shalosh shebe'eretz Yisrael, lo hayu shalosh shebe'ever hayarden kotot, shene'emar, shesh arim miklat tiyana, ad shiyu sheshtan kotot ke'echad. Where are the unintentional murders exiled to? They are exiled to cities of refuge, to three on the east bank of the Jordan and three that were in the land of Canaan, i.e. the land of Israel. As it is stated, three cities shall you place beyond the Jordan and three cities in the land of Canaan. They shall be cities of refuge. This is from Numbers 35:14. So the Mishnah says on this verse, until the three cities that were in the land of Israel were selected or set up, an unintentional murderer would not be admitted to the three that were on the east bank of the Jordan, even though those three were already selected by Moses, which we see in Deuteronomy 4:41. And the Mishnah brings proof from this verse in Numbers 35:13, six cities of refuge shall they be, from which the Mishnah derives that they don't become cities of refuge until all six of them are able to admit unintentional murderers at the same time. This Mishnah has a parallel in Tosefta Makot, which states that Joshua set up or selected three cities in the land of Canaan, and they were aligned or parallel to the three that were on the east side of the Jordan. The Tosefta states that these were parallel like rows in a vineyard. Hebron in the land of Judah, parallel to Betzer in the desert. Shechem in the mountain of Ephraim, parallel to Ramot in the land of Gilad. And Kedesh in the Galilee, parallel to Golan in the land of Bashan. The Tosefta then continues that despite the fact that all three of those cities were selected on the east side of the Jordan, they did not receive accidental murders until their parallel city was conquered in the land of Israel. The Mishnah and Tosefta are interpreting multiple biblical passages as they imagine the order in which the cities of refuge were set up and how they functioned. As we saw, Numbers tells the people to designate six cities, three on each side of the Jordan River, while Deuteronomy reports that Moshe did in fact designate the three on the other side of the Jordan River before the people entered the land. This is Deuteronomy chapter 4. This leads the Mishnah to wonder whether or not these cities that Moshe designated were functional. It seems to find its answer in Joshua, which states that Joshua designated all six cities. The Mishnah's central concern, however, is to emphasize that no city could function on its own without all six being designated. Perhaps this is because if only a few were designated, murderers far from an active city of refuge would be at an unjust risk of immediate retribution from the blood avenger before they could have a fair trial. Alternatively, it may have been because the cities of refuge were part of a symbol of a fully functioning society, and the Mishnah doesn't want to imagine a world where they were set up piecemeal. Tomorrow, we'll continue our discussion of setting up the cities of refuge by discussing the path that the murderer would take to those cities.